Now Lori Bolden is here to discuss a memoir entitled The Girl with Seven Names by Han Seo Lee, a North Korean defector and presently a human rights activist in South Korea.
Good morning. Since this is Women's Month, I knew for sure I wanted to review a woman writer, but I read mostly women authors and had many excellent books to consider. I almost settled on Tara Westover's fine memoir, Educated, but decided finally to talk to you about Hyun Seo Lee's memoir, The Girl with Seven Names. She has seven names because in her long flight from North Korea, she had to change her name seven times. Quoting from the book, "My name is Hyun Seo Lee. It is not the name I was born with, nor one of the names forced on me at different times by circumstance, but it is the one I gave myself once I'd reached freedom. Hyun means sunshine. Seo means good fortune. I chose it so that I would live my life in light and warmth and not return to the shadow. This is the first time I will tell my story in English, a language still new to me. The journey of this moment has been a long one." Close quote. In spite of her long and arduous journey to freedom, Lee insists that she still loves her country and misses it very much. While most American readers will be struck by the description of the harshness of conditions in North Korea, I think any careful reader will see also that she is completely sincere about her love for her country. Indeed, her first journey out of North Korea is not to flee her country, but simply to follow her curiosity and visit relatives in China. She tells the reader that her childhood in North Korea was a happy one, due in part to her father's high position in the military and her mother's shrewd trading skills. She and her family enjoyed high sungbun, which she explained as follows. Quote, "Sungbun is a caste system that operates in North Korea. A family is classified as loyal, wavering, or hostile, depending on what the father's family was doing at the time just before and during and after the founding of the state in 1948. If your grandfather was descended from workers and peasants and fought on the right side in the Korean War, your family would be classified as loyal. If, however, your ancestors included landlords or officials who worked for the Japanese during the colonial occupation or anyone who had fled to South Korea during the Korean War, your family would be categorized as hostile. Within the three broad categories, there are 51 gradations of status, ranging from the ruling Kim family at the top to political prisoners with no hope of release at the bottom. The irony was that the new communist state had created a social hierarchy more elaborate than anything seen in the time of the feudal emperors. People in the hostile class, which made up 40% of the population, learned not to dream. The insidious beauty of it was that it was very easy to sink, but almost impossible to rise in the system, even through marriage. The elite, about 10 or 15% of the population, had to be very careful never to make mistakes." Close quote. I won't tell you too much of Lee's story, since it is her telling of it that makes this such a fine book. While I expected to learn a lot about life in North Korea by reading the book, I did not expect it to be such a well-told and captivating story, one that I read in just a couple of days. Given her father's military position, the family moves around a lot, and one of the cities they are assigned to is on a river adjoining China. Her pragmatic and very clever mother uses her skill and her high sungbun to establish trading relationships with several Chinese families who live just across the river. The river is shallow and quite easy to cross, and in winter, when it is frozen over, even easier. Lee's visit is supposed to be only for a day or two, but due to complications, turns into more. By the time she's ready to return, she fears her absence will have been noted, and if that happens, both she and her family will be in grave danger. And indeed, she receives a message from her mother, "Don't come back." To escape, actually to prevent, a marriage arranged by her relatives in China, she flees to Shanghai, necessitating yet another name change. Fortunately for her, her father had insisted on her learning calligraphy and a few Chinese characters as a child. So, extremely talented young woman that she is, she picks up Mandarin and is able to work as an interpreter for businessmen who often speak neither Mandarin nor Korean. From a very young age, Lee is curious about the larger world. Although Chinese television is forbidden, she finds ways of sneaking peeks at the larger world that venue offers. And while in China, she finally comes to learn that North Korea is not the best country in the world, as she has been told. Quote, my curiosity had always been greater than my fear. Not a good trait to have in North Korea, where fear keeps your senses sharp and helps you stay alive. Close quote. After her father falls from power and eventually dies in a North Korean prison, Lee tries again and again to get her mother and younger brother to defect, but her mother refuses, not only from fear, but from a genuine love of country. Finally, Lee does convince them to escape, intending to accompany them to Vietnam, where they will seek asylum and be sent to South Korea. Like most of Lee's harrowing escape experiences, this plan too is sidetracked, necessitating a detour to Laos, where mother and son are jailed for many months. Some of you may already know of Lee via a TED Talk she presented that reached literally millions of viewers, and she's become a powerful spokesperson speaking out against the human rights violations in her native North Korea. Through all of her tribulations, she has remained staunch in her love of country and her hopes for a unified Korea. In the end, this is a very good story and a view into a country that for most of us in the West is shrouded in mystery. I should mention that she had a co-writer for the book, David John. She tells us that English has been her most difficult language to master. I have been talking to you today about Hyeon-seo Lee's memoir, The Girl with Seven Names, Escape from North Korea. This is Larry Bolden for the Old Mole Variety Hour.